Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. This is Kip Herridge with your daily VRA Investing System podcast. We tell you briefly what happened in the markets today. And more importantly, we tell you what the VRA system is signaling about what's going to happen going forward. Really odd day today. Market opened up strongly. Dow Jones had gains of about 130 points out of the gate. Reversed all those gains and lost 130 for a big swing of 260 points, closing down 132 points at 24,174. The S&P 500 also down about 0.5%, closing at 2,713. Our leader of the day was Russell 2000, closing positive again, 0.32% at 1,660. And our biggest percentage loser today was the NASDAQ. This is where the selling pressure started from, closing down 0.86%, 65 points lower, closing at 7,502 on this July 4th holiday shortened trading day. Of the big four exchanges, we've got three of the four trading above their 50, their 100, and 200-day moving averages. The only one that's not, well, that's the Dow Jones. So broad market still strong, but some weakness in the very trade-centric trade tension concerned Dow Jones Industrial Average. Market internals today, which, as you know, if you've been listening to us, we follow very, very closely. Market internals today were big time positive, not quite 2-1 across the board, but advances beat declines easily. Up down volume was positive, new highs, new lows, comfortably in the green, but yet a big reversal today. We don't believe there's much to read into this. 9 out of 12 VRA investing system screens remain bullish. We think it's a summer lull more than anything. Again, we've got the blackout period going on now, which is going to be in place. This is the share buybacks will be in place until Q2 earnings releases begin to come out, and we've got a couple of weeks before that happens. So a lot of buying pressure, a lot of the buy-side buying pressure has been removed from the market due to the blackout period. Also, an important point, if you're into patterns and statistical analysis, check this out. Since 1954, every time that the months of the second quarter, April, May, and June, had been positive, as they just were, well, we've gone on to see a pretty remarkable run of bullishness for the next 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year. For the one full year, each time that April, May, and June are positive, we've seen a median return for the next 1 year of 15.4%, with only 1 year since 1954 being negative. So that's 93% of the time the markets close higher over the course of the next year. So just file that one away. Also, the put-call ratio today traded above 1 all day today, closing at 1.10. Again, as a contrarian signal, this tells us that investors are getting overly bearish. That's a positive if you're a bull. We also see that investors are becoming increasingly bearish. The AAII Investor Sentiment Survey sitting at about 40 to 28% bears over bulls. Again, another contrarian signal. Finally for today, oil closed today down slightly lower at 21 cents a barrel at $73.71. Gold closed up a very big 1250 an ounce, reversing what had been a pretty ugly pattern here. Gold closing at $1,254 an ounce. Silver up an even bigger 1.2% at $16.02. Again, my name is Kip Herridge. Thanks for listening today again to our VRA Daily Investing System podcast. Have a great July 4th weekend. We'll see you back here again after the close Thursday afternoon.